never get there. We are educated, we are wise, we have the money, we have the anointing, yet we don't see the destiny manifest. We have vowed that a generation is here that will lay hold on God until that which is said we manifest. Somebody count yourself in. It's a cry in my heart. I live in my spirit. It's a body of God. Where will my people be free when we then realize themselves in God? This is not all that God has for us.
I come up, 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 I come Come on. Hallelujah. Whatever God can do, prayer can get it done. Whatever God can do, prayer can get it done. If you are praying to God and the result is not coming, the answer is to add more prayer. After praying, you pray once more time. When you have finished praying, you pray one more time. And then pray again. And then pray again. Until you leave out the beginning of throw.
automatic generator. Then he begins to rest. He rests. He rests.
Set there are building blocks so that we'll be able to get to where we are going. There are some people that said and want us to leave behind. But me, tomorrow they will come and thank me. But today they won't like my face. Are we ready? Are we ready? Let's join hands. Join hands. Fall for. Fall for. Find a neighbor. That is what is called sharing grace. Sharing grace is not after fellowship. Sharing grace is for fellowship. It's for fellowship. If you are ready, cry out, Lord. In the next 10 minutes, ask Lord. Even if I'm the only one here, let your mighty hand of mercy come upon my life. Let there be a tremendous shift. If you can pray, something will happen. I assure you, I assure you.
Atta, Kaibe, Don't stop here. Push yourself. A little more. Push yourself. Can you push yourself up? A little more. Push yourself.
The things that you need is domiciled at the higher
me there is a higher place that God is summoning men to. We must get there by all means. By all means. It is only there that our ministry should begin to find expression. We cannot dwell here for too long. We have come past this mountain for too long. This summon is to come up here now. The nations we gather.
Many things that are being taught, you begin to use the things that are earthly, natural, we take it to begin to try and understand the things that are heavenly and is eternal and is of God. So if I say love now, an average person will be interpreting love by what he has watched in Telemundo. Are you with me? You have watched Telemundo, raise your hand. Have you not watched? Why are you? Have you not watched Telemundo? You have watched Telemundo, raise your hand. Where are you, Ashim? Say, the challenge is not what you need. The challenge is that you can now, from there, begin to interpret what you think is love. But when Jesus began to show us the template of prayer, take it away. One of the things we began to understand is that for you to do business for God correctly on the face of the earth, who is Chinelo, you will have to be ferried to that realm. And then from that place, you are brought to this place. When you begin to operate on the face of the earth, you'll be operating as if some people will look at you and look at them, say you are young. You are not young. The reason why you are not young is because of where you are coming from and the spirit that informs your oppression upon the face of the earth. When we begin to bear witness to it, the presence of God will get it. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Many years ago, I was doing youth service, and there are a series of encounters that we had. One of it is that God told me, he said that my ministry will be characterized by his presence. This is Jesus coming to me. When you begin to do ministry, there are many things that God will give you as things that will accompany you on the journey. When you get stronger, dimensions of angelic ministry, that is strange. Many of the time when we appear in meeting, it is beyond the things you think are happening. It's about the angelic host that came. I have touched the ministry of the seraphs, and I've interacted with their ministry so much that if I begin to align with them, one of the things that you will notice is that their ministry will be released in our midst. You can't talk of revival without knowing their ministry. It's not possible. I was following a prophet some years ago, Neville Johnson. I found out the man died last year. He was the one that began to teach us the place of the seraphic order and the coming revival. That was when I understood the encounter we had many years ago, where we are praying in youth service and an angel stood between heaven and earth. That's when I understood that ministry. One of the things it comes to do in the days of revival is that it brings fire. Sometimes the fire is not for you to go and manifest. The fire is to build your heart, like the one that Isaiah met. Isaiah met the one, he said, these coals have touched your lips and your life is pure. Because the call of God upon your life is such that you will represent him before nations. Then if it is true, there is a circumcision that fundamentally needs to come upon your lips, so that the cancer that will come out from your lips from thence will be a correct representation of the mind of God. From there forward, you will not make any attempt to say anything that God is not saying. You have been circumcised. Your consecration is strong enough that you cannot yield to the pressures of men. You begin to say what Zion is not saying. So God will circumcise you. He said, meanwhile, the man has been prophesying, you know, for long, but he had that encounter. And then a new regime of ministry began. That was when heaven accredited him. They gave him a name to operate. The first one is just for people to notice. The second one is for you to do the business that God sent you on the face of the earth to do. You know, there is a desire in the heart of God That is why you have not noticed the desire. You have not noticed what God had in his heart. And that problem has stayed too long on earth and has even found expression in the body of Christ, such that an average believer does not understand the intent of God and what God wants to achieve. The scripture was speaking in the book of Ephesians. He said, that you might know my understanding in the mystery. No, that you might understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. He began to enumerate to us. He said that this component of this mystery is what God called his eternal purpose. Follow me. What's your name? That is what is called God's eternal purpose. How many of you know your purpose on the face of the earth? Raise your hand. You know your purpose. Jesus, you know your purpose. Raise your hand now. Have you not gone to a purpose summit? I want to find somebody that I will ask you. You know your purpose, right? My men don't know them. You know your purpose. What's your purpose? Somebody find mine for him. Don't worry, say it. To prosperity. Where did you find this one now? Let me tell you. You see, I have come to understand. God took me to a place and my mindset changed. I have found out the reason why at our best attempt. Do you know the dimension of grace, ministry, grace, and capacity that God has endowed the body of Christ with over the years, over the centuries? In fact, I'm not sure there is a higher anointing we will yet see in the body of Christ, actually. Because in my own opinion, we have seen the best of the anointed men. Men like Benihin, Katrin Kuhlman, William Graham. We enter South Africa and begin to mention their native names. Wow. And a halo will appear on his head. That once that halo appears on his head like a light, you begin to minister. The angel that walks with him is there. That angel that encountered him when he was in the bush, when he went to pray, that same angel will appear. Then you know it's time to step in. Such men. But we have also found out that in spite of many of those endowments, the intent of the endowment is not accomplished. Reason being, there is no ministry of interpreters in the body of Christ to bring context to the dimension of grace that God is releasing. And when men understand the reason why they should be doing what they are doing, then it will make them keep to their state. When purpose is not known, and this time around, not your purpose. You see, the problem is that people talk about their purpose that have not known God's purpose. If you don't know God's purpose, you don't know your purpose. Your purpose is only important and relevant and actually a purpose in context, in reference to the eternal purpose of God. That is where it begins to find bearing and yield fruit for the man that sent you upon the face of the earth. Have you heard that what Jeremiah said? He said, the scripture testified, they said, before you entered your mother's womb, what happened? I knew thee. So there is a foreknowledge that God had about you. So by the time you appeared upon the face of the earth, men began to see you, but God knew you before then. The question is, who is the one that God knew? Do you know that one? That's the one we need to know. That's why we are praying. Because until we know that one, we will not be able to achieve what God wants us to achieve. Because the equipment, this generation is not looking for this one. They are waiting for that one. Moses told them that a prophet like unto me with the Lord rest for you. And he will judge. So whenever a man appears, they will ask him, are you the Messiah? If you are the Messiah, show us the sign.
there is a sign that the Messiah will carry as a testimony to the fact that he's the one that he sent to save his generation.
What's the time? Can you people have tried? But can you push more? Can you push more? I'm not saying you're just push more, because I need to. We need to lay a foundation on the word of God. So this is what happens. The scripture said that God had a desire to have a kingdom of kings and priests. Have you heard of it? Have you heard of it? That is the fundamental desire that God had. Meanwhile, the challenge that we had in the Old Testament is still manifesting. Part of that challenge is this, that Moses appeared on Sinai and God said, call to me all the house of Israel, let them come and become a people for me. And God's intention is that all of them will become a priest unto him. But when God appeared on that mountain, Mount Sinai, many of them flew back. I said, let the pastors go. Let David go. Let Obi go. Let Chimobi go. Let Elijah go. Let Ifani go. Let them go. When I need prayer, they'll come. Pastor, my head now is turning into to pray for me, pray for me. If you ask some people, they will tell you that they know their job. Their job is just to make money and do prosperity. That is not, that can never be God's purpose for you. It can never. You must have a functional priesthood. That is where every other thing you are doing rests upon. If you don't have a functional priesthood, the money you have is not useful to God. Because what God is trying to do is to prove a point, that it is not so important what you have, but how you got what you have. Because he wants to use you to lay a pattern. Are you even following what I'm saying? So people decide that, see, this is how we get money. This is how we get God. But God's intention is that when you follow the path of spiritual progress, every single thing you need for life and godliness is in the knowledge of God. Are you with me? The book of 2 Peter chapter 1. Every single thing you need, whether it's money, whether it's wife, whether it's anything, there is no different life that you have except priesthood. Are you not getting the point? Now, the problem has landed now. If an average young lady is anointed now, she will start a prayer and prophetess prayer and deliverance ministry. Then Satan will hijack her. Because what they don't understand is that they need that anointing to be a CBN governor. Have you tried to be the governor of this state? That's when you find out that you need more anointing than the general overseers in this nation to be a governor. Do you know the type of sacrifice they make? A man has to be large enough in this state. There is a story I heard recently. Somebody died somewhere, a politician. And another politician went to his strong room and opened the strong room. When he saw what was there, he said, there is a spirit on the altar there that is alive, that brings he drank the blood of the other man. Say, you want you God? I'm a politician. No? Let the pastors be doing their own. You are a fool. The reason why you are a fool is that you will die very fast. Anyway, some people got there and got wise. Part of the way they got wise is that we lost them. We lost them because they became occultists. Because when they got there, they found out that the Sunday medicine, one tablet they are giving you for 1 hour in Sunday morning, cannot make you to survive. What are you studying now? Accounting. Let me use you now. Are you sure you are not the one I'm talking about? You now become bank manager.
somebody will look at you. Just because you have bank manager, they will not like your face. You have not come to a point where people don't like you for no reason. Then you have not come anywhere. They will look at, they will ask, why is he you? Whether you are qualified or not is not whether what they are asking. There is a woman that got, they promoted the woman to become to a managerial position. So the woman came in bank. She came and gave testimony in church. Brethren, praise the Lord. Respond now. Brethren, praise the Lord. Very good. So when she finished testimony, what she didn't know is that her seat, her new seat, slept in a shrine in the weekend. So she came on Monday morning. She did new makeup. My God. Just imagine yourself. You are the one. New car, new everything. You have to upgrade. And then she was ready physically, but was not ready spiritually. But the people she was contending with was very, very ready for her. When we finish today, you cry that God will give you something. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. When I appeared to minister at, okay, you were there now, at Park Lane that time, we labored for more than 2 hours trying to crack the ground. The ground is as hard as granite. It was that I said, God, you must give me something. What I saw is like a hammer appeared from heaven. When you hit it on the ground will. But that's how I've been using it since then. Oh, you think it's luck that you prayed by 4 a.m. Try it. When I finish, go and try it. If I finish, if I go, try it tomorrow morning. If you don't ask God for grace, that's why as a minister, trust God to trap things. When you see some of us, make sure you trap. Don't just pray and enjoy. Trap that reality. Trap it and take it home. Trap it. If you wake up by 4 a.m. tomorrow, try and pray now. I have done it for many years and I know it's hard. It's hard to wake up at night. It's harder by 4 a.m. How many of you have experience? My brother, that's when sleep is sweet. Have you tried early morning sleep? It's the sweetest. Akoma na hambre. So katakwa. The breeze. They were coming in through the window. Jesus is like heaven. That's meanwhile, that's not where we're going. Where we are going is that there is a reason why you pray the way you pray. Once you come, once you have something, you need something, else you suffer. You need something to deliver on your assignment. Do you know why they have not noticed you? You are passing every day. I came somewhere, they said they know me. I said, because as I am now, I hide a lot. Do you know the people at Sinewi don't know that I'm living there? If I appear, they will say, Nakobo say Natal. They will ask me, when did you come back? I will tell you, if it's today you saw me, is it not today I came back? So, but meanwhile, I'm there with them. Where are you from? You are from where? Here in Enugu. Where in Enugu now? Huh? Udi. I want somebody that came from Osuka, Obi, precisely. You are from Obi? There is nobody. There is a powerful deity there. Huh? Abi, yes. The chief priest of that deity, do you see him in the market? How many times do you see him in the week? There are many people that don't know him. But his voice is thundering in high places. See, men that have voices, you don't see them in the open. But every day that I see you, every day that I see you. Meanwhile, when we come in the spirit, we'll be looking for you, we can't see you.
Your voice is cast in the spirit. Your identity is cast. But you are always available in the physical. You are available for discussion and party and everything. But you are not available in the spirit. That's why Satan is having a few days. Let me tell you, except a strong priesthood stands and begin to do business upon the altar long enough. See, an altar is like a landing point where heaven can invade, not just heaven, where the realm of the spirit can invade the natural realm. So when a man begins to do business upon altars, one of the things that happen is that heaven, we have a place like an airport. There is a cargo that God intends to introduce into your family through your life. Meanwhile, there is no effort, and you need to know that there are types of effort. There are certain aeroplanes that can't land in your own airport. God wants to land, but he can't land on your own. What will be landing on your own? You know those aeroplanes that only two people can sit inside? If strong breeze blow, it will carry the aeroplane away. That's the one that can land on your own, because you have not understood the way of the altars. Their men, their altar is strong enough to carry the destiny of a whole town, carry the destiny of a whole state, carry the destiny of a whole region. Their altar. What kind of man is Samuel? The Bible said that in the days of Samuel, by the business he was doing upon the altar, the whole territory of Israel was preserved. The Philistines was not able to do anything as long as Samuel was alive. What kind of man is he? You are there now. Satan is having a few days. Some people, Satan will wake one day and kill somebody. Wake one day and afflict somebody with sickness. You will just be running around. You have refused to pray. That's why the things are like that. When you begin to pray, you become strong. Then you begin to realize yourself. They used to tell me those. Do you know the definition they gave me? They told me, the way you are not that strong. No, you are even stronger than me. You don't look that strong. So they said I should find an office job where I will just hide one corner and just be doing, you know, that sort of job. They can look at people like us and tell us, just find something. Don't stress yourself. Where did they get the information from? This information now that they gave to you, where did they get it from? When you give yourself to priesthood long enough, you will now realize yourself, sir. You see, now these days I can talk. Do you know how I got to the place where I can talk? I can stand in front of people. If you know me before, like 20 something years ago, you will now know what God can do. I am exactly the opposite of the person you are seeing standing. Do you know how I found out myself? Me, I believe what they said. I believe what they said. The reason why I believe it is that everything that is in the natural suggests that what they are saying is true. Until I began to give myself to priesthood. And then I found out I was a liar. I was a liar. You don't know yourself until you give yourself to priesthood. Then the things that God ordained for you will begin to be made manifest. You will grow large in the spirit. There is a testimony in the book of Matthew. I will just read it, and then we'll pray, and then we'll go. Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. Turn to the book of Matthew chapter 2.
Forever, your name is ever great.
My God,
you are the wisdom before time began.
My God, I don't want to follow that part. Verse 1 said, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem,
saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship. When Herod the king heard these things, he was what? He was what? If you are with me, respond. He was what? Mm-hmm. And all Jerusalem with him. It's a serious matter. Because of time, let's jump. Go to verse 16. Are you there? If you are there, say amen. He said, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was what? Fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah, the prophet, saying in Ramah, was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and will not be comforted, because they were what? Because they were what? Are you seeing what is playing out here? The scripture testified, give me a little volume, we need to fly. The scripture testified in this place that all the children that are 2 years and below were killed. What is the fault of a child that is 2 years old? What did he do? What did the child do? They came to Jesus and asked Jesus, whose fault is it that this man is born blind? Jesus said, nobody's fault. The reason why he said nobody's fault is because if he begins to tell them the reason, it's not their fault, but actually, though it is not their fault, there is a reason. But if he begins to educate them on the reason, they will not understand, because the reason is beyond the natural plane. You have to travel for you to understand. When the children were killed, men of understanding appeared and said, this thing you are seeing is that which was written in the book of Jeremiah, that Rachel what? Weeped. Can you give me a little volume? Small. Just small. Weeped for her children. Because they began to ask, why will a young child of 2 years old die in the hand of a sword for something he or she is not aware of? Do you know the problem? The problem is what happened in verse 2. The scripture said that the wise men appeared before King Herod, and they said, we came to seek him that is born, what? The King of the Jews. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Your amen is not loud. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. I want to strike a chord. If you have been sleeping, this time to wake up now. If you miss this now, you will miss. Don't join us in prayer if you miss this one. Because this is the reason why you need to pray. This is the reason why you need to pray. He said, where is he that is born, the King of the Jews? The scripture testified. He said that both Herod and all of Jerusalem, they were troubled at this matter. How can a king be sitting and another king is installed? The consequence of that encounter is that children that didn't know what was going on began to die, because what they were not aware is that two thrones were contending. Are you with me? The days that throne contend, children become victims. See, let me warn you, that is the reason why you need to pray, and you need to be equipped and understand the intent of God concerning your life. When the scripture said, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war with you, he is trying to show you the shape of the realm of the spirit, that man in the natural does not understand why certain things are like this. What they don't know is that in the realm of the spirit, thrones are what? Contending. When you appeared, at, to kill you, to, and many things affected you in the natural. You were not able to understand it. Many things happened. Many people died. Many sicknesses. Your father, many things went wrong. You were not aware. What was happening is that truths are contending, and men that lack understanding are victims. Man doesn't understand that truths are contending, you will become victim to the elements. You will become victim to the contention that is taking place in heavenly places. When strong men in your family begin to do business in the spirit, you come in the physical, you are subject to them. If the same men will be poor, you will be poor. If the same men, are you with me? When you notice your prayer life and your walk with God is inconsistent, when you notice that lust and masturbation, addiction to pornography have held you down and is siphoning away the life of God from you, what you are not aware is that it's a calculated plan from hell to take you away from the truth that God has given to you. I'm speaking to somebody now. You need to wake up now. You need to wake up and realize that there is war. It is the contest of thrones. And when thrones begin to fight, anybody that chooses to be a child on that day will become a victim. So it is not permitted for you to remain a babe. Every day you are looking for who will pray for you. Every day you are looking for 10 minutes prayer. Haven't you realized that 10 minutes prayer have not been able to get anything done? Nobody is telling you to be a pastor. We are telling you to realize that you are a king. Not realize. They said, where is he that is born was the king of the Jews? Meanwhile, the person they were talking about in the physical was born in a manger, and in that manger, that is the place where it is unlikely that something that is kingly will be manifest. So that, but that is where the king was born. That was the testimony that was in the spirit. So when we come in the realm of the spirit, many people we see in the natural are not the natural plane, and the circumstance in your life as of present does not represent the accurate thing that is captured in your destiny. In your destiny is a man of rank and stature that will bring order, that will bring alignment, that will bring rulership and bring the government of God in spheres, in families, in the government. But Satan have seen it. In fact, men that are wise and know how to navigate in the realm of the spirit will be able to pick the star, because their testimony is that we saw his star. How can Satan see your star and you are not aware? That's where the warfare is. The warfare is some people. The warfare is not to stop you from marrying or having money. But the thing is that if they allow you to have money, you will now become the person that God wants you to become. And then his purposes will come to pass. So thrones will refuse you. And the reason why they were able to stop you is because you decided to be a child.
Lift up your hands wherever you are. Ask God to increase my strength. Just one hand. Increase my strength. I am tired of being a babe. I'm tired of being a victim. I'm tired of being a victim. 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 The moment is come. In the next 7 minutes, the hand of God will come down strong in this place. The hand of God will come down strong in this place. No wonder Satan wanted to kill me when I was born. Some of you, you escaped many accidents. You didn't die. The reason is that the testimony about you was that there is he that is born, the king of the Jews. So there is a calculated attempt to snuff out
your life even before your day of manifestation has appeared.
There is a word that we need a revival. When you were 14 years old, Satan introduced you to pornography. And for 10 years you have been there. He refused to leave you because if he leaves you, you will be able to deliver your generation. So he got you bound early enough. And then you have been struggling since that time. Satan knows that you are the one born the king of the Jews. He gave you one foolish man and called him your boyfriend. What you didn't know is that that is how he intends to keep you a babe forever. So that peradventure your eyes be open and you be see where God is taking you to. That you are an eagle and you are playing around with chickens. When your eyes be open, you begin to flow with your mates, flow with your rank. You will understand where God intends to carry you to. Don't die like this. Don't die like this. There is more about your life. Let your eyes open. And then you begin to lay hold on the facilities that intend for you to prosecute your destiny. That you are born in the village doesn't mean anything. Jesus was born in a manger. But the testimony in the spirit is, where is he that is born? The king of the Jews. War broke out on the account of the kind of man that was born in the territory. Many, the natural, have not been able to pick the dimension of God's purposes over your life. But in the spirit, Satan has picked it. Even God is aware. Angels have been sent. Grace has been released. You need to stand with God and realize that the work is large and the demand is large. I will stand with him until his purposes come to pass. I will not give up. I give myself to priesthood until I grow large in the spirit. Large enough to carry my destiny. Light enough to manifest.
Many young ministers in Southeast, they refuse to grow large enough in this.
something. Whatever he saw, the kingly anointing that is on Southeast was manifest. Because we war. You were seated on the throne with fire in your eyes. You are the man of war. We are your battlers.
Be a victim. Those are fighting. You cannot afford to be a victim.
God is coming now. It's 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 coming now. Anointing on your head, you will be feeling it. It's a crown. You see, listen to me. The Lord will put his hands on a few people and equip them for the next stage. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to move in our midst and equip us with what it takes to stand in the days of warfare, that will be sharp threshing equipments and instruments with which we make war and bring your government in our families and in the spheres and places that you have placed us in. Equip us with the tools. Equip us with the anointings, with the gifts, with the graces, with the weapons, with the capacities. Lift up your hands. I will count to 10, and then the hand of God will pick a few people. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus, help me. Those ones you want to anoint with spiritual weapons and capacities, graces, in the name of Jesus, by the anointing of the Spirit, by the power of the Holy Ghost, help me and find them by the anointing, from the left to the right, from the front to the back, from the left to the right, from the front to the back, from the left to the right, from the front to the back, by the anointing, by the anointing, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't worry, stop playing, stop playing. Help me and find them, 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 by power, by power, by power. Put your hands, Holy Ghost. 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 From front to back, from left to right. Pay attention. Pay attention. He's moving now. 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 Stronger. Holy Ghost. He's moving now. He's moving now. Stronger. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Help me and bring them to the front. I just want to put my hands in there. Help me and find them, Holy Ghost. By power. Help me and find them. 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 By power. Pay attention. Raise your hands. Tease. The Holy Ghost is moving. If you are a pastor, also raise your hand. There is a pastor I'm looking for. God wants to show great mercy. Lift up your hands. Help me, Holy Ghost. 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 By power. 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 Help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody bring that lady. Help me, Holy Ghost, by power. Help me, Holy Ghost, by power. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Put your hands stronger. 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 By power. By power. By power. By power. The hand of God will break up very strong now. Very strong now, very strong. He's too 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 strong. Find them. Find them, Holy Ghost. Find them. 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 From my left to my right. From my left to my right. Find them by power. 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 Lift up your hands. There are two more people, young men. At the count of three, help me and find those young men. Holy Spirit. One, two, three. Touch. Touch. Touch, 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 touch. He's coming stronger on the young man. He's coming. He's coming now. He's coming. He's coming now. He's coming. 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 It's like fire. It's 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 coming. It's coming. It's coming. Holy Ghost is coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Put your hands stronger. Put your hands stronger. Put your hands stronger. Put your hands stronger. We are the young men. Holy Ghost. We are there by power. Your friend, call him. I need to pray for you. Lift up your hands. God will give some people some of the things he gave me. You cannot be struggling with your altar. I need to pray for you. Kneel down. Kneel down. Kneel down. I must pray for you. You are one of the people I saw clearly before I came to this meeting. Give us sound. Let's pray. Let's pray. Pray, pray, pray a little. 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 It's not enough that you pray. It's more important that you go with the Spirit.
I can't operate as king or attackite.
Jesus. Revival is a spirit. It's a spirit.
spirit that brings order. It's a spirit of restoration. When he comes and sees something that is out of place from where God ordained it to be, he wants it into shape. The spirit is jealous for God's agenda. In fact, to the point that Elijah was willing to die. That's what they live and die for. If something is wrong, they can go to any length to rectify it. It's a spirit. It's an anointing. If you are not angry enough with Satan, there are many things you can do. If you are not angry enough with the level of lethargy and lethargy that is in the body of Christ, listlessness, lifelessness, small thing, they will celebrate you. What's that? It's not so. We are not doing anything. On your toes. Because until you see the mind of God, God, any other opinion and accreditation, any other praise that people are giving to you doesn't bother you. What bothers you is the heart of God. And those men are men of the altar. They understand priesthood. The scripture spoke about Elijah. He said, before the Lord God, whom I stand. This is a man that understands the presence of God. That's where he stands. When he comes out and speaks, then his voice will be heard. That don't understand him, didn't know him. It was James that told us about his life. He said that, and Elijah prayed earnestly. I pray for you today that the spirit of prayer will come upon you. Many things about your life will never come out until the spirit of prayer comes. It's a spirit. People don't pray because they want to. They pray because a spirit is involved. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. If you desire the spirit, ask God in 1 minute. Why must I be struggling? I know that I need this test. Ask God for 1 minute. As many as desire it. He's coming on you now. As you pray, it will come on you. As you pray, it will come on you. He's coming on that sister. He's coming on,
Father, I ask you to raise prophetic intercessors in our midst. People who pray because they know that the agenda of God is dependent on their prayer. They are not praying because of persuasion. They are not waiting for another 10 hours to pray. They are praying because they know that the business that God wants to be in this generation depends on their prayer. I ask you to raise amongst us in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. If you're already one functioning in it, I pray that God will increase grace upon your life. I pray. In the next 2 minutes, I ask you, oh God, take of my spirit, put upon men, put upon them, 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 like fire, let it come, 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 like fire, let it come. Take of my spirit, put upon them, take of my spirit, put upon them, take of my spirit, put upon them, put upon them. Put your hands on it. Put your hands on it.
hands on it. Put your 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 hands on it. We are there. We are there. We are there. We are there. Sakatesh Kabaha. It's coming now. It's coming now. It's coming now. It's coming now. The hand of God is coming in this my circumference. Jesus. 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 Release the grace. Release it. Release it. Release it. Release it. Holy Ghost. 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 Stand the Holy Ghost. Stand the Holy Ghost. Stand the Holy Ghost. Stand the Holy Ghost, stand the Holy Ghost, stand the Holy Ghost, stand the Holy Ghost, stand the Holy Ghost. I will just count to seven. One, take. Two, take. Three, take. Four, take it down. Five, take it now. Six, take it now. Seven, take! Listen to me. If you are sick, you are sick. Just take your hand and put at that part of your body. Be fast. The healing anointing will flow now. If you are sick, if you are sick, if you are sick, you have a breathing issue. Listen to me. Are you hearing me? You have issues with breathing. Raise your hand. You have issues with breathing. Breathing issue. Let me quickly pray for you. You have issues with breathing. Okay, if you are, just take your hand and put on your head or at that part of your body. Let me pray for you. In Jesus' name. I'm not hearing your amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I rebuke every spirit of infirmity. In the name of Jesus Christ, I charge you to leave now. Pain, go! Pain, go! I rebuke every spirit of arthritis. Somebody, you are having pangs of arthritis on your left leg. This is how it happens. It will seem as if there is an itching, but it's inside your bone. It's like a little discomfort on your left leg. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that your healing hands come upon these ones. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing your amen. In the name of Jesus. Louder. In the name of Jesus. Louder. In the name of Jesus. Your amen is not loud. In the name of Jesus. I rebuke every spirit of infirmity. I charge you in the name of Jesus. Leave now. I take authority over you. I command you to leave the bodies of these ones. I charge you in the name of Jesus to leave their bodies. You spirit of infirmity, I know you hear my voice. I charge you in the name of Jesus to leave now. To leave now. To leave.